Republicans and soon to be Republicans. Welcome back to another video. Today we are kicking off a new series. Not necessarily kicking off, but we are cementing this as a flagship series on the channel. Democrats are literally 120% cooked right now, and they are literally spazzing out and losing their minds. So this over here is a compilation of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22 separate Democratic congressmen / senators / people, and them are cooking. They all released videos saying the same exact thing. Whoever wrote their script got absolutely fired after this shit because they all released the same video. It's a hodgepodge. We don't need to get into it too much. Don't worry, guys, because today we are doing a very extra special video. I have done an insane amount of research looking at tons of different congressmen and Democratic political people. The them are spiraling. They are losing. The retard hive mind is literally losing everything. Asmongold stole my video entitled "It Democrats Already 100% Cooked." Yeah, but you know what Asmongold didn't know? You know what Asmongold didn't know? Here, I'll show you. The Democrats are 100%. All right, Democrats 100% cooked. But what he didn't know, that I already did that one. Yeah, that's right. I already did Democrats are 100% cooked. In fact, I already did the Democrats are 110% cooked. So lock in. Today, Democrats are 120% cooked. We are calculating and tabulating. I'm going to do a special playlist just for the retards. This last week alone, literally alone, there were 5 different retarded Democrat movements, and they're all so bad and humiliating. From making fun of a black kid with cancer to repeating the same script, which is full of misinformation, a dozen times, to trying to talk and... Dude, we have Democrats, like 70-year-old Democratic senators saying skibbity toilet riz to try to get the kids. Right, you don't understand the level of cringe that we are dealing with. So lock in for this one, because I'm going to save this one for towards the end of the video, because I think like this is a special level of retarded that I think we should save for literally towards the end. There's an entire deep dive. An entire deep dive about how absolutely insane that entire viral clip actually is. But before we even dive into that one, you have got to see the rest of the retarded shit they've been doing. So this is a kid. The White House tweets, "Today, DJ Daniel, this 13-year-old kid who survived brain cancer, we are going to do the biggest honor of them all. I am asking our new Secret Service Director, Sean Curran, to officially make you an agent of the United States Secret Service." And he gets an honorable Secret Service badge. Literally, a wholesome ass moment. The nicest fucking thing in the world. She goes, this dude goes later. He gives Trump a big hug. He's crying in the Oval Office, so touched and moved by this unbelievably wholesome thing that was done. I could even show you that clip because unlike Biden, who was literally a Muppet, Trump actually is a human. And that might be the craziest thing of all. Like, the fact that, you know, Trump is actually human. And it does seem like he actually does care about people, right? And that's what people just can't understand, right? Here's DJ Daniel, the newest member of the Secret Service, meeting Trump in the Oval Office. Look at this shit.
Good looking family, huh?
There's one more thing I got for you, a big hug.
Okay, good.
Bro!
Look at that family you got, huh?
Isn't that the most wholesome thing you've ever seen? This is a 13-year-old kid that survived brain cancer.
Very nice. How are you? Nice to see you, man. That was a big evening last night, right?
Literally, unbelievable. Unfortunately for the Democrats that call him Hitler, Satan, Beelzebub, it turns out that he, in fact, is just kind of a nice guy sometimes. Now, the Democrats are hating on this kid. A kid! So when he was elected as a Secret Service member, no one in the entire room stood up to clap for him. Not a single Democrat stood up to clap for a 13-year-old kid. Right-wing Cope, which is a wild account altogether, literally just shitting on right-wing people whenever they can. "Hey, Doge, I have a DEI hire to report. The 13-year-old kid with brain cancer that was done in honor." Like, this is the most miserable, self-hating shit you have ever seen. You have never seen this unbelievably miserable, self-hating shit before in your life. This is not a DEI hire, okay? This is a kid with brain cancer. Like, it's like, it's subhuman. They hate Trump so much, they lost their very humanity about all this shit. It's crazy. Destiny made a crazy tweet. Destiny is well known for saying that he's happy that the firefighter got murdered by the Trump assassin guy, the guy that missed Trump and killed the firefighter, and he was happy that he died. So he made a pretty crazy take. Difficult to know if the rabid Trump support comes from his parents indoctrinating him or the abscess that the brain cancer left behind. What? This is a 13-year-old kid that had brain cancer. Zero empathy from the tolerant left. The left, the liberals, they out there caring so much for everyone, fighting for the little people, fighting for everyone. They'll fight for George Floyd before they'll fight for this kid with brain cancer. This is mind-boggling. It's like actual subhuman shit. It's horrendous and evil. This reaction is crazy. And there are so many more clips of people bullying him and anything. And you think the news, at least, would do better, right? You would think at least the media would not dig the Democrats' hole even deeper, right? There is no way the media would dig their hole deeper. Well, Democrats are truly 120% cooked today. And look at this fantastic media coverage.
But I think this was a lesson in finding one thing that you let yourself feel. And I let myself feel joy about. And I hope he's alive for another, 95 years.
Yeah,
right? And I hope
so nice.
He lives. And
that's
the life
so nice.
He wants to live. He wants to be a cop. He knows what he wants to do.
And maybe when you're... The news is being so wholesome. I take it all back. The news is being wholesome.
You have childhood cancer that crystallizes for you. And I hope he has a long life as a law enforcement officer. But I hope he never has to defend the United States Capitol against Donald Trump's supporters. And if he does, I hope he isn't one of the six who loses his life to suicide. And I hope he isn't one who has to testify against the people who carried out acts of seditious conspiracy and then live to see Donald Trump pardon those people.
What the fuck? This is the news! The tolerant left. I really hope he doesn't kill himself, guys. I really hope he doesn't grow up to fight and defend the Capitol against Donald Trump and end up killing himself because Donald Trump is so bad. He's so Hitler. What a classic Trump-Hitler maneuver. Let's somehow twist Trump making a little kid's life better into Trump-Hitler. Hell yeah, baby. That's MSNBC for you. The mainstream media cooking. Now, that's not the only upset that happened that day. Over here, you have...
Will Representative Green present himself to the will?
Representative Green. We are going to be talking about him briefly because he had quite the crash out during Trump's speech. So, Trump gave a speech in Congress, a pretty great speech. One of the greatest speeches. He gave such a big speech, it was crazy. Everyone was like, wow, what a massive speech. What a huge, unbelievably massive speech that was given. Now, that speech got a... Are you ready, guys? Are you ready? That speech got a 76% approval rate on the leftist media's polling. That's pretty crazy. Now, during his speech, Al Green...
Drill College victory.
Al Green, what a cool character. Was like, here's the Republicans all cheering. Here's the Democrats all just upset. Now, here's Al Green.
2,000.
He's just standing there with his pimp cane.
700 to 525 on a map that reads almost completely red for Republican.
Now, pay attention to this guy.
First time in modern history, more American.
And you got people walking up to him being like, yo, let's not freak out in the middle of the speech, guys. Let's be normal.
Republicans believe that our country is headed in the right direction, then the wrong direction. In fact, it's an astonishing record. 27-point swing, the most ever.
Oh, shit. All right. That's pretty crazy. All the Republicans clapping. All right. We're locked in.
Likewise, small business optimism saw its single largest one-month gain ever.
Can you hear the screaming in the background? Like the actual crash out literally in the background?
Recorded.
Mr. President.
A 41-point jump.
Is this guy with his fucking pimp cane sticking out yelling at him while he's giving a speech? Now, the funniest thing is, they end up throwing him out of the room, which is the first time in history they actually needed to throw a representative out of the fucking room because he's been such a crash-out, whiny little bitch baby. Now, of course, he became the Democrat hero for standing up to big orange evil Hitler man. So everyone's like, oh my God, you're silencing his freedom of speech. Bro, Trump also has freedom of speech and the right to not sit there while someone's just yelling at him while he's trying to give a speech. You know what happens if a teacher gives a speech in a school and a child stands up waving a stick at the teacher and yelling at the teacher? The kid gets punished. This is basic second grade basic bitch shit. And they don't get it. They're like, hey, this is the freedom of speech, guys.
Members are directed to uphold and maintain decorum in the House and to cease any further disruptions.
Can you imagine being told this? You are such a baby.
That's your warning. Members are engaged in
this guy. What a goober. He only makes things more humiliated. Don't worry.
In continuing breach of decorum, and the chair is prepared to direct the sergeant at arms to restore order.
See, it's good. He is a DEI hire. He's the retarded hire. And the DEI hire of the Democratic Party. They needed to get one retard to fill a seat.
To the joint session.
And you got all the Republicans clapping, all the Democrats sitting, except for this one freak. Yelling at him, waving his cane. What a hero, am I right, guys? Anyway, they end up throwing him out, in case you were curious. Bro doesn't want to sit down. He keeps standing there. He keeps shrieking.
Take your seat.
He keeps yelling. He doesn't want to sit down. And they end up escorting him out of the room because he's just yelling for the sake of yelling. Now, a lot of people don't see this. This is the secret uncut footage of what actually happened. There was a close-up shot. This is important because I feel like a lot of people don't actually see this. This is what actually happened up close. Yes, a lot of people didn't see the full footage. I just felt like it was important to show you exactly what happened because somehow this part wasn't properly captured. Now, Representative Retard Al Green decided to become the hero of the Democratic Party. Hassan Piker, now he's fighting for freedom of speech after he bans literally everyone in his chat. Everyone in his chat that says anything even remotely pro-Jewish gets banned, okay? Literally, you say something pro-Jewish in Hassan's chat, he bans you. Suddenly, Hassan is the biggest supporter ever of Al Green. Every Democrat should be exactly like this. Respect to Al Green for screaming and waving his cane at a guy giving a speech. Truly heroic moves by the Democratic Party, making big strides. Guys, the Democrats keep losing. The more extreme the right gets, the more retarded the left gets. It's crazy. I wish there was some sort of counterbalance. How is there no counterbalance? Hamas Piker, the terrorist sympathizer that silences people, okay, that have any form of opinion that is even remotely pro-Jew, all right, is supporting Al Green for yelling at a guy in middle of the speech, all right? And look at Al Green. Look at this guy. I'll accept the punishment. But it's worth it to let people know that there are some of us who are going to stand up against the president's desire to cut Medicaid, Medicare, and Social Security. I can't believe Trump is stopping Social Security from going to the 360-year-old registered guy getting Social Security. Thank you, Doge, for doing your job.
Getting across to a person who uses his incivility.
But he became a martyr. He's a martyr, a hero of the people.
That he has no.
And I don't know why it's only playing out of one ear. This is criminal.
I have people who are very fearful, and they have only.
He doesn't give a shit about poor people. He doesn't care about any of these people. Literally, he doesn't give a flying fuck. He doesn't want to get investigated to see where the U.S. aid money went. He doesn't want to get investigated by Doge to see what he was paid by the taxpayer dollars. Do you know why he's so scared about being investigated where the taxpayer dollars was? Do you know why? Do I, Lord Nuxenor, random blue retard on the internet, have some interesting drama to throw into the foiree because I like chaos a lot? Yeah, turns out Democrat Representative Al Green raped former aide Lucinda Daniels in May of 2007, allegedly. Yikes. They bribed Daniels with $875,000 using a secret slush fund U.S. Congress appropriated that paid more than $17 million. We paid his rape bribe with taxpayer money. No community note. Interesting. I wonder. I don't know if it's true, but I'm just saying. It would be really weird if it was. It would be really weird if it was that American taxpayer money went to pay him. And then, of course, he plays the race card. An average politician jumps out. The reason why they kicked him out of the room, he's now claiming it's because he's black. He literally tries his best to play the race card. He says that, yep, it's because of racism. That's why it happened. Yep, all the screaming. The reason why he was kicked out because of all the screaming. Well, guys, we're coming full circle. Why the Democrats will keep losing until they change their fucking messaging.
To sit in the back of the bus, the balcony of the movie, wow. Drink from a colored water fountain. When the speaker decided that I would be removed, and then there was this motion, this resolution to censure me.
A guy was giving a speech, and he was standing there in front of him, waving his cane and screaming like a retard. He wouldn't sit down, so they threw him out. And he thinks that, and now he's saying that he's being censored because he's black. You cannot make this up. You can't make it up. Oh my God.
It became obvious to me that I was not
being treated. Yeah, it's so obvious. Right.
As others were. And candidly speaking, it is invidious discrimination.
It's the opposite of discrimination. You were acting like a little baby bitch in the room and they threw you out. Actual demented. It's insane.
For him to go and shake his pimp cane at President Trump was absolutely abhorrent.
It is. It's abhorrent. It's insane. A guy's giving a freaking speech. Let the man speak. And then the Democrats are like, I thought you cared about freedom of speech. Why would you throw him out? Bro was giving a speech, bro. If I give a speech, I want you to shut the fuck up and listen. Or leave. You don't need to sit there. Don't interrupt me. Now, it was a really bad day for the Democrats. Drop a heart if you stand with Al Green. Literally compiling a retard list in real time. This is crazy. But don't worry, guys. Don't worry, guys, because the Democrat messaging of the last week is getting worse and worse. This was the beginning of the downfall. But the downfall? Oh, there is so much more. I did tell you they're 120% cooked. I did not over-exaggerate. So, Asmund Gold had a couple of clips where he just looked at a couple of interesting things that happened in the Democratic Party in this last week.
Letting my Gen Z staff write the script.
So, interestingly enough, this is a... It's hard to say this, that this is...
Yo!
How is this a political person? I'm sorry, bro. Like, this is crazy.
This is the ranking Rizzler on appropriations.
Guys, it's the ranking Rizzler on appropriations. She looks like the fucking Vulture from Marvel Comics.
Serving Connecticut's 3rd District. It's time to enter your dark academia Congress era. We are not chasing the bag. We are the bag.
Does she not realize that... Dude, this is crazy. We are the bag. Nosferatu over here giving you crazy insight.
It's giving skibbity.
She said skibbity! Oh my God! It's giving skibbity, guys.
So...
Bro, they needed to get her to be the new Severus Snape. Dude, huge L. Huge L. So in the new Harry Potter, the TV show that they're making, they wanted to represent the media. So they're getting this dude to play Severus Snape. Which is pretty retarded, to be honest. It's like, how do you fuck up the source material that badly? This is a real thing. I'm not joking. They want to ruin your childhood so badly, they're gonna get this guy play Snape. Like, dog doesn't even have fucking hair. Alright? Forget the obvious bullshit, race swap, random crap. But dog, this is a better Severus Snape. I'm not even kidding. Cannot wait for the scene where James Potter hangs Snape by the tree and makes fun of him for being black.
So Sigma.
Is this...
It's so Sigma, guys.
Fake? This has gotta be fake, right?
Nope! It's real!
This has gotta be fake. Like, it has to be.
That is, by the way, that's not just a random Democrat. That is a congresswoman, okay? That is an actual person that is elected. That is a government official, okay? I just want you to be clear, all right? That is not a random person recording themselves. That is an actual important official, okay? Like, this is her in Trump's congressional speech. What the? She looks like a fucking villain! Not skibbity, very Sigma.
No way.
It's unbelievable.
Sigma, main character energy.
Oh my God.
But Republicans' project 2025 is mad sus. Eliminating the Department of Education? Negative, horrible.
I feel like someone in Elon Musk's team, like Big Balls or one of those guys, literally ended up as a psyop person to write these scripts for these people. They'll say anything. Like, watching them try to slobber on the dicks of Gen Z people to appreciate them is insane.
Basically, the biggest phantom tax on the environment.
Phantom tax.
No way they got this woman to call it the phantom tax.
Education and your rights. Big L posting it online, buddy.
Is this not the most painful thing you've ever seen?
Democrats understood the assignment, but go off. See how I keep you informed?
You literally did not keep us informed about anything.
Cutesy, very demure.
Was that not the most humiliating thing you've ever seen? I love how Big L just applies to the entire Democratic Party. The fact that they actually went ahead and say that shit.
I feel
this might be the worst idea in the history of time. This is a worse idea than having Kamala Harris run for president.
Bad for a lot of...
I mean, honestly, I'd vote for her 2028.
Liberals, because they're going to take away gay marriage at this rate.
That's the thing! The right is literally gaining so much power because the left is literally shooting themselves in the butt every single time. You don't understand. The right is literally... Like, the extreme right is going to go completely unchecked. They're going to have literally unlimited power because the left is fucking dropping themselves into boiling oil in real time. Like, this is an unbelievable moment. Like, if I was like a hardcore Democrat and I saw that, I might kill myself. I say that with no hyperbole.
They're gonna get rid of it.
This might take us so far back, it could go back to segregation. Bro, they're going so bad.
Dude, it's crazy!
This is nuts. Oh no.
Bro, they're gonna see this clip, they're gonna play it in Congress, and they're gonna be like, alright, we are ending gay marriage now. No more race mixing, okay? We're not doing that shit anymore. Mandatory baptisms. Do you see the insanity that's going on? Like, this is just what the Democrats are up to these days. Keep her away from Dalmatians. Like, you don't understand. It's crazy. Don't worry, guys. It's worse. Because you thought that was trying to appeal to the Gen Z, hello, how you doing, fellow kids audience? No. We are not even close. Not even close to the level of downfall that we're watching. We are so just at the surface. 120% cooked, and I am bringing you the sauce. God. All right, look at this. Look at this other ad campaign that they're running. I'm not even kidding. This is an actual ad campaign that they run. They got all of the actual Democratic congresswomen, okay? And congressmen. They got all of them to film these unbearably cringe clips that all backfire.
God.
You're not ready.
All right. This is bad.
All right, so Sully Jessica Wu, bento box queen, mommy of the century, sleep deprived. They give them fucking stat screens.
This is real bad. The House Democrats released a Choose Your Fighter skit to entice their base.
It's not working, guy. It's working in reverse. It is working in reverse. No one makes you want to vote for Trump more than a Democrat. I swear to God, more people voted for Trump to spite the Democrats then voted for Trump because they're MAGA. I swear to God. Like, they are literally their biggest enemies. And they're retards. Which makes my content very fun. Definitely subscribe for more chaos. The Any% Fucked franchise for Democrats is gonna go crazy. I'm making a playlist of this shit. Who's your character? AOC, who's investigated right now by the Department of Justice for helping illegal immigrants. Oh my God. New York's 14th Congressional District, youngest woman plus Latina to be elected to the House. Bro, they're still doing that. They're still doing the random DEI shit. Trekkie as a minus. Bro, Representative Lauren Underwood, youngest black woman elected to Congress. They're still doing the identity politics. Confounded the black maternal office, hates balloons. What the fuck does that even mean? It's all identity politics. Representative Katarina Clark, House Minority Whip, Massachusetts 5th Congressional District, not into hair dye. Such a subtle way to say that my hair is natural. Judy Chu, California's 28th Congressional District, first Chinese American woman elected to Congress, too sweet. Negative too sweet! Yeah, just like my negative, too humble. Yeah, my negative is being too humble. It's not easy to be here as humble and wholesome and as rich as I am. My negative is too wealthy with these incredibly, like, gay Street Fighter poses. But dude, first Chinese American woman, they're all doing the identity politics. Jasmine Crockett, Texas 4th Congressional District, public defender and attorney, not a morning person. Oh my God, it's so cringe. I can't believe they actually decided that they were gonna film that shit and post it. I actually think that's gonna help them. Like, I'm gonna show you JD Vance memes right after that to show you how to fucking do this shit.
In Smash Brothers, they don't stand there and move.
Dog, it's Asmongold, it's Street Fighter. It's not Smash Brothers. Oh.
Like, the characters don't move around. Asmongold, like, that's in, like, Tekken. So they even got, see, look. And if you click on them, it's just another title.
But that's Street Fighter. That's not.
No, you're nitpicking because Democrats?
Guys.
I'm trying to make this funny. And the reason why is because this is so.
But the thing is, they're making it funny all on their own. I'm enjoying this. Because the music is from Smash Bros? Okay.
Oh, fucking embarrassing. This is like Pokemon Go to the polls.
Literally it is!
Only way I can not cringe is to.
They're all standing and try to hold in your poop poses while they bounce up and down, not even to the beat of the music.
Draw this like weird autistic distinction between Smash Brothers and like Tekken or Mortal Kombat. And I like how they put this person in there. Two of their accomplishments are just based off of their identity. And
true.
The third thing about them isn't even a. Like, so the only reason why this person is here is because.
Grown ass people. And they really think this will help.
They're black? Like, they still have men in the party? No, there's no male Democrats anymore.
Male Democrats have died! Wait, is she doing a Nazi salute? Male Democrats have died, bro. Literally. Oh my God. The craziest thing is, I feel like the Democratic base is trying their absolute best to appeal to fucking nobody. To the point, in 4 years, there's gonna need to be a new party at some point. Because the Democrats, they're gonna be the little shit stain where 20% of the population actually thinks they're funny and think Trump is Hitler.
I don't know who created Pokemon Go, but I'm trying to figure out how we get them to have Pokemon go
to the polls. Yeah, it's still one of the greatest clips of all time. And that's why they keep losing, by the way. They'll keep losing because they're so fucking bad at this shit. It's unbelievable. Now, compare this to J.D. Vance, all right? So the entire world is making J.D. Vance memes. They are putting Vance's face on everything. All right, Vance's face is everywhere. Literally every meme now has J.D. Vance's face. You got Bernie Sanders. I am once again asking for more J.D. Vance memes. All right, you got fat J.D. Vance. All right, you got the actual J.D. Vance, but I don't even know if this is the real one or if this is an edit somehow. Right, you got this J.D. Vance. You got this J.D. Vance. You got more J.D. Vances. They're literally everywhere, bro. See, this would be a crazy captcha. What are, I don't even know, I'm not even sure that which ones are the real J.D. Vances anymore. There's billions of them. Dog! Dude! Vance the Night Away? Bro, the full 3D render J.D. Vance? That's crazy. Dude! These are insane. Is that George Floyd J.D. Vance? George Droid, for real. That's crazy, bro. That's insane. The J.D. Vance memes are going wild. Hog wild. Look at that shit. Millions of J.D. Vance memes. They don't stop. Now, the funny thing is, this was J.D. Vance's response, with 100 million views on it already, with 500,000 likes on it already, the Leonardo DiCaprio pointing meme. Not only did J.D. Vance lean into the meme, all right? Not only did he lean into the meme, but he posted the perfect meme that shows he completely gets the culture. He posted the Leonardo DiCaprio pointing meme that he recognizes his face literally everywhere. J.D. Vance turned this entire movement, which was originally started to make fun of J.D. Vance, all right? You have to recognize this started to make fun of J.D. Vance for having a chubby face in his Zelensky fight, okay? Literally, the whole point was to make fun of J.D. Vance, but it became so big and he owned it so well, I think this isn't even a PR team. I just think he's fucking hilarious. J.D. Vance has been straight fire lately. I'm not gonna lie. He actually completely took it over. Like, this started as like a leftist meme to make fun of the right. The right got involved. J.D. Vance did this and completely took it over. When you laugh at yourself, you win. But then the Democrats are just making people laugh at them with these awful Street Fighter memes. And what is this? You got her fucking talking about Skibbity?
Academia Congressman.
Bro, stop.
Yo, this is the ranking Rizzler on appropriation.
This is incredible. It's unbelievable. It's wild. Holy macaroni. So look at this. This is Asmongold's reaction to the J.D. Vance shit, which I think is pretty good.
And what is this here? This is why Republicans are winning. What is this?
It literally is.
J.D. Vance posting the... Oh, God. There are so flippin' many of these.
You don't have the cards, Zelensky.
It is insane.
They're so funny. They're so funny.
Insane.
Context. 2 weeks ago, the viral...
It was 1 week ago. So much shit happens every single week that the guy, the editor of this video, thought it was 2 weeks ago when it was 1 week ago. This happened 1 week ago.
Trump and Zelensky meeting took place. And as you might remember, Vice President Vance had this to say.
Have you said thank you once? No, in this
Even
entire
today.
Meeting, have you said thank
Even
you?
To
say thank you.
Then the official White House Twitter account posted this. And as you might imagine...
We have to say please and thank you, Mr. Zelensky. And people are actually playing this meme to make fun of him, right? I think it's hilarious, personally. Even when it was made to make fun of him, I still thought it was funny.
And started memeing it like crazy.
This is crazy.
Bro.
How does this happen?
Bro!
They're insane. Look at all of these. Look at this.
Dude! It's Kamala Vance. That's
There's
crazy.
Just so many of these. Insane.
J.D. Shrek. No, dude, you don't understand. There's billions of them.
Who the fuck does this? I actually think,
oh
I'm going to be real,
God.
I think this is really good for him. So big.
It is. He's winning the next election, by the way. You don't realize he's winning the next election. All right? Vance is... there has never, ever been a vice president talked about in the history of the country as much as Vance.
Beneficial for him. Nobody's talking about anything he does wrong.
Literally.
People ask, like...
You don't understand. Vance just gave a speech at the border, which was, I would think, a pretty controversial speech, but no one talked about it because they were just posting memes.
Oh, I wonder if he's seen this. Yeah, he's seen it.
He's seen it.
Well, yeah. I mean, what's he going to do? Try to take him down?
Oh, my God. Is that Chris Chan Vance? No. Dude, that's illegal. You got to go to
this
jail.
This is fucked up.
That
should not do this. This is some foul fucking.
Ah! What did the editor do to his face?
Fucked up.
Whoa!
Should not do this. This is some foul fucking play.
Dude, dear God, Roach Vance going crazy. Oh my God. But anyway, the point that I'm trying to make is they absolutely won. The meme war was won by the right, and the left is trying so hard to catch up, and they just can't. So anyway. As I promised you, we are going to be diving deep and debunking that original clip that I showed you with all these people saying the same script, because there is such a massive rabbit hole here of misinformation and hoaxes that you cannot wait to see what is actually happening. So this guy, Don't Walk Run Productions, made a video actually dissecting this ad, and you are literally not ready for the amount of based that you are about to see. It is absolutely massive. We are still in the video discussing about how the Democrats are actually 120% fucked. I would even do this weekly if they fucked themselves enough each week. So I humbly beseech thee, Democrats, keep giving me content. I quite beg thee, keep fucking yourself. Definitely use lube for your own sake.
This is Cory Booker, the senior United States Senator from New Jersey. On March 4th, 2025, Senator Booker released the following video on social media.
All right, let's lock in. Let's see what he says.
When I win, I will immediately bring prices down starting on day one.
That ain't true. That's what you just saw. Since day one of Donald Trump's presidency.
Notice he says shit that ain't true. That's what you just saw, and then he sits down.
Prices are up, not down.
All right.
Inflation is getting worse, not better. The prices of groceries, gas, housing, rent, eggs. They're
eggs!
All getting
more. That's their only thing that they have to say. Again, we're going to be debunking literally every word of this clip. Don't worry. Senator Hooker is going crazy.
More expensive. Meanwhile, Donald Trump has done nothing to lower costs for you.
All right.
The irony of titling a video, "It Ain't True," and then making
and then
about
saying shit that ain't true.
A bunch of claims about Trump that ain't true. Democrat's gonna Democrat, I guess. Now, Booker's video, it's right out of the Democrat textbook.
It's pretty classic. It's, you know, blame shit on Trump that really Trump didn't necessarily have so much control over. Walk out, blame Trump, move on with your day. I walk in, I was like, wow, what a big pile of tweets blaming Trump for things that Trump really had nothing to do with. Cryo Trump is gonna be big. Every 4 years, we freeze him, we thaw him, so people can blame him for more shit.
On its own, it's pretty unremarkable. However,
that ain't true.
Wait.
That's what you just
said. She says it. She sits down.
It's her.
That ain't true.
Wait.
That's what you just
Wait.
That ain't true.
Bro.
That's what you just heard.
That ain't true. That's what you just heard.
The retard hive mind have assembled. The retard Avengers.
That ain't true.
DEI Avengers holding their stupid fucking mic.
That's what you just heard.
That ain't true. That's what you just saw.
Yep.
That's right.
Yep.
In an attempt to go viral, nearly 24 Senate Democrats posted videos.
There's more than 24, I counted.
Featuring not only the same script, but also the same physical movements.
Yeah.
Shit that ain't true.
They got an actual person to tell them to do all of this shit. Like, this is an actual tyrannid hive mind. And Al Green is the swarm lord.
That's what you just saw.
That ain't true. That's what you just heard.
Bro.
That ain't true.
This is
that's
humiliating.
What you just saw.
That ain't true. And that's what you just heard.
What you just saw, not true.
Nothing says authenticity.
Crazy.
Like being part of a hive.
Look at these. The chameleons are trying to imitate humans. They're trying so hard to brainwash you. This is unbelievable. This is like watching all the lemmings jumping off the cliff one after the other.
I have mind.
That ain't true. Since day one of Trump's presidency, prices are up, not down.
Since day one of Trump's presidency, prices are up, not down.
Since day one of Donald Trump's presidency, prices are up, not down.
Bro, and the craziest thing is they try so hard with the shit that ain't true to appeal to, like, the TikTok crowd by swearing. Like, what? This is unbelievable.
Prices are not down.
I am sitting here judging their patheticness. I do appreciate their contribution to the Democrats or any percent fucked franchise. It's gonna be big.
Up. Inflation is getting worse.
Prices have gone up. Not down.
Prices are up, not down.
Where was this Democrat energy for the last 4 years when Joe Biden and his garbage administration promised that inflation was transitory?
It's almost almost like people don't actually care about these issues, and they just use these issues to lambast the other side of the political spectrum. And it's almost like literally everyone does this every single time. It's almost like these are all multi-millionaire, super mega rich fucks living in their mansions without having to worry about shit in their life. It's almost like they don't give a flying fuck that eggs are more expensive. They don't care that poor people are having a hard time in the city. They don't give a shit that illegal immigrants are raping women in the country. And they don't give a fuck about fentanyl killing thousands of people. They only care about their party. That is the only thing they care about. So they are just going to save all of their energy to be anti-Trump when you could literally, verifiably, legitimately criticize Biden so much more for these same things. And they don't care. I'm so sorry, I end up getting a little bit real every once in a while. This is supposed to be the Democrats Are Fucked franchise, not the Spitting Facts franchise. Definitely subscribe for more base takes sprinkled in between the absolute idiocy that we're witnessing on a daily basis. Maybe Biden shouldn't have killed 150 million chickens.
And by the way, talk of inflation. The overwhelming consensus is going to pop up a little bit and then go back down.
Wow, it's almost like that was a complete lie. Wow, I didn't hear a single Democrat complain about this the entire time Biden was president.
No one's talking about this great, great deal.
Oh, crazy.
So again, if it turns out that what I've done so far, what we've done so far, is a mistake, it's going to show.
The vast majority...
It showed, guys.
...of the experts, including Wall Street, are suggesting that it's highly unlikely that it's going to be long-term inflation that's going to get out of hand.
All right, so all the experts, they all agree there's no long-term inflation. Biden's only doing this for a couple of days. He's cooking. Biden almost took credit for it, but then he said we because he realizes he is just a Muppet. He has no personality. He is propped up by the shadow government's hand shoved so far up his ass, and they're actually moving his mouth.
Remember, when Trump left office in January 2021, inflation was at 1.4%.
All right.
Within 3 months under the Biden-Harris administration, that number tripled to 4.2%.
Yeah, I don't know how you're going to blame Trump for that one. That's weird.
By June 2022, inflation had reached a 40-year high of 9.1%.
Don't know how you're going to blame Trump for that one. I mean, I didn't hear a single Democrat complain about inflation or the price of eggs until Trump came into office. Did you even hear about the price of eggs complaint? I literally didn't. Now, the only thing politicians talk about is the price of eggs. Literally. And before Trump went into office, no one gave a shit about the price of eggs. Except for the poor people trying to buy eggs.
We will, in fact, reduce inflation.
Oh.
Reduce inflation.
That's crazy.
Reduce inflation.
That's crazy.
That ain't true. That's what you just saw.
Ooh. Prices are way up. Inflation is way up, not down.
No. Inflation is not way up. In the 6 weeks of this president.
Like, it sounds so stupid when you even think about it. You just think about it and it's insane. Literally.
In fact,
can you guys actually promote something actually smart instead of just blaming Trump for things that are so obviously not his fault? Like, it's so frustrating. I want the Democrats to be relatively competent. I don't want this. But the more the Democrats are shitty opponents, the less the Republicans actually need to work to beat their competition. Competition is so important. And right now, the Republicans do not have competition. They're fighting against a damp puddle.
The consumer price index number.
The Democratic Party, thanks to the Democratic Party, the blue whale's vagina is the second biggest pussy on the planet.
For Trump's first full month in office, haven't even been released yet. In other words, they're making it up. I know you're shocked.
I am.
Costs of groceries, housing, insurance, all going up.
Democrats were making this claim a month into Trump's second term, yet they downplayed 4 years of Bidenomics. They have zero credibility on the issue.
Gas is getting higher.
Gas all getting more expensive.
Price of gas up.
Gas keeps going up.
Gas.
And then gas is going up. Anyway, let's spray paint swastikas on Teslas.
Gas.
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 The prices of gas.
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 Prices of gas.
Dude, look at this.
Fact check false. When Trump entered office, the national average for a gallon of regular was $3.12.
Okay.
The day Democrats released their video, it was just under $3.10.
So the price of gas actually went down by 2 cents. Now, this is not a big deal, but let's not make a whole video fear-mongering talking about how it's up. They're just liars. They're just liars. How do you know a politician is lying? Their mouth is moving. They're literally just lying. Oh my God. Everyone in my chat is like, yeah, gas is $2.50 in Indiana. It was $3. Dude, gas. We are gaslighting you. Oh. And this is just fear mongering. Everyone in my chat is talking about how gas is $2.80, $2.60, $2.85. Dude, gas is down. Not by a lot, but by something. And the point is, I'm not even saying this like as to Trump's credit. The market always goes up and down. I'm not even going to be so audience captured that I'm going to say it's thanks to Trump that gas is a bit down. I'm not saying that. But for you to fucking sit there and posture and virtue signal and grandstand and fearmonger about how thanks to Trump it's getting more expensive when you are actively lying, it's insane.
Almost everything is getting more expensive. Eggs.
The cost of eggs keeps going up.
Yeah, even eggs.
Eggs.
Price of eggs through the roof.
Eggs.
And yes, eggs. They're getting even more expensive.
Oh, and by the way, eggs. More expensive.
By the way, eggs.
Eggs.
Dude, how shitty is this? And every single one of these people release the same video to the same viewer base, and they see it again and again and again, fear-mongering, yelling into a void in this giant echo chamber, and everyone believes this, that Trump is straight up ass-blasting the entire economy and the entire country.
Getting more expensive.
And yes, even eggs.
And yes, even eggs.
And yes, even eggs.
Eggs.
Egg prices have been high for the past few years, but it's only a problem when Trump is in office.
True. January 2023, eggs were $4.82. January 2025, eggs were $4.95. They got 13 cents more expensive in the last 2 years. How the fuck are you going to blame Trump for that? He's been in office for 6 weeks. Especially when Biden killed 150 million chickens. Like, what is going on? They're all crazy. They're all literally insane. They are huffing copium from each other's buttholes. None of them say anything that's remotely true. These are people that are actually supposed to be leading the country. These are the ones protesting against Trump. What is happening?
Sure, okay. But yes, Trump did campaign on lowering prices, including eggs. And Democrats want you to know that Trump hasn't lowered them during his first 6 weeks in office.
6 weeks!
But it's not Trump's fault that prices are at record highs. It's because of an ongoing bird flu outbreak that started several years ago under the Biden-Harris administration.
That's weird.
For the past few months, tens of millions of egg-laying hens have been slaughtered to contain the spread of the virus. And it takes several months to raise new birds until they are old enough to start producing eggs. And obviously, when supply drops and demand remains steady, prices naturally rise. But instead of blaming Trump, maybe you should blame the Biden administration for being unable to control the bird flu outbreak.
It literally is the result of Biden's problems. It literally is. And there's no possible way you could twist it into actually blaming Trump. It turns out that if Biden kills 150 million chickens, then the price goes up, even when Trump comes into office. Like, it's absolutely mind-boggling to me that people are actually using this as their major weapon of attack against Orange Man. Orange Man bad because Biden killed 150 million chickens. Like, could these people actually try? Could they try to come up with something legitimate? Like, it's humiliating, bro. It is humiliating watching this shit happen.
I don't know.
Donald Trump has done nothing to lower costs for you. Instead, he's pardoned violent criminals who beat police officers.
What even is that segue? Did he violent crime? Did he solve? Did he lower prices? No, but he pardoned criminals.
Pardoned all the violent criminals who.
Let's not talk about the people that Biden pardoned, like his whole family and Dr. Fauci and everyone else. Let's not talk about that, because Trump bad.
Beat the Capitol Police on January 6th.
Now, he did, with enthusiasm, pardon those violent criminals.
Nice. Instead, you know what he did? He pardoned criminals.
Did you know that Biden pardoned 8,000 people before leaving office? Like, what the fuck, man? These people are insane. They're such clowns. They're putting on the clown makeup and expect me to take them seriously.
What he's been up to. He immediately pardoned violent criminals.
Right. Instead, he's pardoned violent criminals.
So according to Democrats, a president can either lower prices or give out pardons.
He could do it. They think that he could just be like, poof, prices down. Yeah, damn, can't believe Trump didn't do that.
You can't do.
And also, let's remind you, Trump wanted to give $5,000 to every United States citizen from Doge. But the Democrats were against that too. So, what the fuck?
You both, I guess.
That's an effing disgrace.
Back in February, Semaphore reported that dozens of lawmakers from the House and Senate Democratic caucuses participated in private briefings with Brian Tyler Cohen, a political influencer and the co-founder of Chorus, a digital group. Chorus is a 501c4 organization that's exempt from federal income tax with a brilliant roster that includes Politics Grandma and whoever the hell these two are. Brian Tyler Cohen presented the members with do's and don'ts for short form video and text, encouraging them to vastly increase the frequency of their posts.
Oh my God,
and not
you're kidding me.
Workshop their online content.
He advised them to post more and fact check less. You have got to be kidding me. This is actual political advice. Just post more. Just post more and fact check less. There's no way.
To make his point, Cohen noted that Elon Musk had posted or retweeted hundreds of posts that week alone.
Wait, so he's saying because Elon Musk tweeted a lot, so too these guys have to tweet a lot? Okay, I don't want to get controversial here, okay? I don't want to get controversial. But this is Brian Tyler Cohen, all right? Do you see how many videos he's made on Elon? These are all videos shitting on Elon. Every single one of these is a video shitting on Elon. So, most of them are even fake. Like, major loss at court, didn't happen. A hit with the lawsuit we've waited for, not really, doesn't really matter. Crashes and burns at disaster press conference, nope, I've watched this. This was not a disaster press conference at all. Snaps on Elon taking center stage, Trump never snapped on Elon taking center stage. Shock news, Elon pulls dangerous move, he didn't pull any dangerous moves. Federal judge takes action, well that's true, but the guy got an L. Like, that's the craziest thing. Elon off deep end, attacks judge in meltdown. Yeah, that didn't happen. So anyway, this is the guy that says, hey, we have to be more like Elon Musk. We have to be more like Elon Musk and just post shit without evidence.
Okay, so Brian Tyler Cohen is telling Democrats to post often and don't overthink it. So let's take a look at how that advice is panning
out. All right, let's go! No! Oh my God, we just covered this shit. I can't, bro. What are they doing? Oh my God. Whatever team they have that comes up with this needs to immediately get fired. I take this back. Whatever team is coming up with this needs a raise. We need more content. All the chaos, all the content. Look, when I say that I'm sad that the Democrats are doing this for the sake of the country, there's also a part of me that's very happy that the Democrats are doing this for the sake of me. I am enjoying this immensely. I love chaos. I love meltdowns. Now, why cry about situations going on in the world when you have actual retards in office? I think they didn't realize that don't overthink it doesn't in fact mean don't think.
What?
Yeah! Choose your fighter. I'll choose Susie Lee. Wow, look at that.
I don't want to jinx it, but 2026 and 2028 are looking pretty damn good for the Republicans.
Oh, dude, this isn't 2026, 2028. This is 2028, 2032, 2036, 2040, 2044. Bro, endless Trump, cryo Trump. He will never leave. How are they even going to stop him? How are they even going to stop him? Kanye West has a better chance running for president in a swastika t-shirt than these people. It is insane. I'm telling you, the country is gonna get, it's gonna be so bad until there's some sort of pendulum swing back. It's gonna get so bad because you have no competition anymore. Like, this is actual Stockholm Syndrome, the political party. Alex Jones will be president before these people. This is crazy.
Brian Tyler Cohen's advice also included recommending a particular type of small microphone popular with online content creators that members and their staff should have for whenever they decide to
this
post.
This is crazy.
Nothing says social media cred like a boomer holding a tiny microphone that's designed
fuck,
not
bro,
to be
stop,
held.
Stop! Anyway, it's a clip-on mic! Oh my God!
Senator Cory Booker, who is also the chair of the Democratic Strategic Communications Committee, thought that having 23 senators posting exactly the same content was gonna be a brilliant idea.
It's the fucking retarded. These people are insane, endless content forever.
And yes, the video went viral, but for all the wrong reasons.
That ain't true. That's what you just heard. Since day one of Donald Trump's presidency, prices are not down, they're up. Inflation is getting worse.
Next, the richest president in American history has now empowered the richest man in the world to take a chainsaw to the federal government.
These people are retarded. Trump is the richest president because of money he made himself, okay? He's the only president in the history of the country that lost money while in office, okay? And I love how Elon Musk is like this rich guy. Bro, you know how many rich guys supported fucking Biden? All the rich guys, the George Soroses of the world supported Biden. Like, why are you saying this like it's such a bad thing? Taking a chainsaw to democracy. bro got elected.
Seven swing states, higher in the polls. Everyone loves me. Endless Trump.
He's letting Elon Musk take a chainsaw to vital government programs for...
Vital government programs for Americans, like $300 million of aid to underwater gay chicken tickling and surprise butt sex in Nepal and Uganda.
For Americans.
He's letting Elon Musk, an unelected billionaire, take...
He is appointed by the president, unelected billionaire.
A chainsaw to vital government programs that help keep us safer and stronger.
They don't. These programs don't do shit. Oh my God.
Letting Elon Musk prance around with a chainsaw.
He's letting Elon Musk take a chainsaw to vital government programs.
Do you realize how retarded they sound? Like, do they think that showing the message of Elon Musk with a chainsaw 100 times is actually going to change anyone's opinions? This is like so sad and pathetic. You know, honestly, it loops right back around into being hilarious due to the sadness and patheticness.
He's letting Elon Musk take a chainsaw, literally, to government programs that people need.
Literally. What the fuck do you think literally means? Is he murdering the people at USAID with his chainsaw? The fuck do you think? He's literally taking a chainsaw, slicing government workers in half, guys. He's turning them into Darth Maul.
He's allowing Elon Musk to literally take a...
Stop saying literally. You look like a retard. I love these people. Endless content. Infinite content jutsu. This is insanity.
Chainsaw to vital services are necessary.
They literally do not know the meaning of literally.
Yeah, no.
And look at Elon Musk dancing on stage with a chainsaw. What in the hell is that all about?
What does that even mean? You got the freaking vulture talking about skibbity toilet riz. All right?
Elon Musk dancing around with a chainsaw. I can't believe that.
Meanwhile, the ranking Rizzler of appropriations is here telling you about the phantom tax. Like, what are you talking about? These people are insane.
It's called living the meme. Something you'll...
Yeah, they wouldn't know about that. I love how he takes a chainsaw and everyone finds it hilarious. You know, J.D. Vance posts this, everyone finds it hilarious. The Democrats come up with the ranking Rizzler of appropriations and the street fighters of fuckers. And it's just so sad. It's just so sad. It's sad and pathetic. It's lame and gay.
Never comprehend, dick.
And all of this in the face of Elon Musk bringing a chainsaw and just trying to chop this stuff up. Quite honestly, it's bullshit.
But he's trying to chop stuff up, guys.
A majority of Americans would disagree, Senator Lujan.
You know, because the majority of Americans actually, you know, voted for Trump literally for this exact purpose.
On a recent CBS News YouGov poll asked respondents about how much influence they think Elon Musk and the DOGE task force should have over the spending and operations of U.S. government agencies.
All right.
54%.
Oh, get absolutely fucked.
Said a lot or some.
And he's getting access to your data, information about...
Yes, because the guy worth $400 billion really cares about the $4.16 of Social Security in my bank account. Can we stop making believe this matters? People in the fucking DMV have access to your information, okay? People in the IRS, random government drone workers that are also unelected, that you don't even know who they are, have access to your fucking information. Can we stop making believe this matters at all?
About your veterans benefit, your Medicare, Medicaid, or Social Security information.
Who cares?
That is just outrageous.
Is it just outrageous? Hospitals, banks, all these places have unelected people that actually has access to your Social Security shit. What are you even talking about?
No one can tell you what nefarious things that Elon is gonna do with your grandparents' Social Security numbers.
Yeah, that's important.
Or the information about your Uncle Jimbo's veterans benefits.
He's ruining the world.
And giving him access to Americans' most sensitive data.
And he's giving him...
I love how it's like sensitive data, like everyone has to submit sex tapes to DOGE. Bro, they look at the fucking money that actually goes your way. Like, what are you talking about? Think Elon Musk is gonna steal your identity before some random IRS worker that's on crack?
Access to Americans' most sensitive data.
Oh my God.
And giving him access to America's most sensitive data.
This is the video that they had to post 23 separate times. Literally. This is the video that they felt so important that 23 Democrats needed to post the same exact video, full of misinformation, lies, and fear-mongering.
And then, even worse, giving him access to Americans' most sensitive data.
And suddenly they care about Americans. Not as much as they care about illegal immigrants, but at least they care a little bit about Americans too.
Let Elon and his little muskrats get into your private data, healthcare data, social security data, personal records.
And giving him...
But by the way, these are the people that also want you to need to show identification when you log in online. All right? These are the people that want... These are the people that want mandatory online verification, where if you have an account online, you need to submit your actual IRL information. These are the people that are terrified that Elon Musk might get access to your social security info. Like, the hypocrisy is hilarious. If it wouldn't be sad, it would be so funny.
Access to Americans' most sensitive data, your social security numbers, tax returns, and healthcare records.
They don't even want voter ID! They're crazy! They don't want voter ID! Crazy! They hate voter ID! They want you to put your identification when you log in online so you can't be a troll. They don't want Elon Musk to get access. They don't care if DMV workers or hospitals or banks or IRS all has this information. They're actual retards. Literal actual retards. Flailing around, trying to say shit to move people, and they are only moving people to the other side! No one helps the Republicans like the Democrats, for real, for real.
Americans' healthcare records are the most sensitive data. Yeah, sure. Look, unless Doge has access to the nuclear codes, and it's probably a matter of time before Democrats make that claim, literally no one cares. Anyway, that's it for now.
He's
follow
right.
me on X.
Literally no one cares.
Don't walk, run. And as always, thanks for-
Yeah, that was a good video. That was a good video. But ultimately, I do have to stay at, I have to say one thing. Democrats, to any Democrats watching this, I do appreciate you immensely. You are doing so much work to give me content. And I want to say, the alt-right pipeline, a lot of people are saying that I am a gateway drug to the alt-right pipeline. Nah, nah, nah. The alt-right pipeline always started with the fucking left. Definitely subscribe, because Democrats are 120% fucked. I will wait until they have massive amounts of meltdowns until they are eventually 200% fucked. We are going to keep going. It's going to be crazy. 130% fucked coming soon. Definitely subscribe. I am only a gateway drug to one thing. I am a gateway drug to not giving a fuck and laughing at the chaos that's going on in the world instead of crying about it. So lock in, boys. It's gonna be crazy in the next one. Stay weird, fam. Like, subscribe, and this video was streamed live on kick.com/Nuxenor. See you there. Stay weird, fam.